Are you tired of playing small, keeping your big idea locked inside of you, of looking forward to the someday in the future when you'll finally know enough or be enough to take the risk? This is Ideas in Play, a limited run podcast brought to you by the Play Day Summit. In this show, we explore how people in different professions can use play to let their big ideas out into the world so they can make an impact. If you want to know more about the Play Day Summit, head over to playdaysummit.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are listening from. I'm Sarah O'Hannison. I am a productivity keynote speaker and consultant, and I'm joined by
Dr. James Smith Jr. I'm the world's number one speaker performance coach. I'm also a speaker and an author. My specialty is presentation skills and authenticity.
Love it. Well, I'm really excited to talk to you today because we are going to be talking about what are some of our favorite resources as speakers? And, you know, we don't get here alone. We don't do this journey alone. So we'd love to just talk about what are some of the things that have really helped us along our way. So is there anything that you want to start with? Any resources that you feel like have really helped you get where you are today?
I have several, but the number one resource is this world. I walk around, I travel looking for lessons, looking for anecdotes, looking for stories. We all do our research, try to find the best this, the best this. There is so much content that's right in front of you. Well, I would say that's my number one resource, just life in general. And I have this mindset where I could see a tree and draw a parallel between a tree and something else. I call it association thinking. A lot of innovative disruptors use it, but take something that happens and draw a parallel with something else to create another lesson. For instance, I love to shop. And when I travel, I'm going to malls all over the world. And when I go into the mall, I don't start looking around for stores. I go to the kiosks, and the kiosks have where all the stores are. And they usually have at the bottom an X that says you are here. When I saw that, immediately I thought, in life, how can we pursue our dreams and goals if we don't know where our foundation is, if we don't know who we are? How can we become someone if we don't know where we're starting? And that came to me just like that, just there and there looking at the kiosk. Life gave me content.
I love that. Absolutely. Because I think we get stuck in how can I come up with this great thing? Where am I going to find some inspiration? It's like, get out, live an amazing life, have a lot of experiences, and that stuff will come. I'm with you. I think there's availability all around us. So that's a really good one to start us with.
Well, Sarah, and it's going to places you don't typically go. I remember reading where Steve Jobs took a course in calligraphy. And from that course, he was able to develop a new approach to software for Apple. It's putting yourself in different venues, different spaces to add more to your intellectual and creative capital. That's the more right brain version. I'm very right brain. More left brain, National Speakers Association, joining mastermind groups. I'm getting a lot of practice and asking questions. And when you ask the question, shut up. Speakers like to talk all the time. And if you want data from me, you can't talk and listen at the same time. So those are a couple of resources. I know that Toastmasters and Dale Carnegie, organizations like that, for the most part, help you hone in on your speaking ability. The National Speakers Association does that and helps you to grow your speaking business.
Absolutely. So my number one resource that I was going to mention today was other speakers, because for me, that is truly how I got my business, you know, to where I am today. And just a kudos to you and Elaine Pasqua from our chapter. You know, you're two people who have welcomed me into National Speakers Association, specifically the Philadelphia chapter, with such open arms, and literally said, "Welcome to our family." You know, that first meeting I ever went to, and I'll never look back. And I think that finding your tribe, finding your people, finding the people who are like-minded to you, who can welcome you in and really help you along the journey, other speakers to me have been my absolute number one resource. So thank you personally for that. And I think finding that group can be a little bit challenging. So I'd love if you don't mind talking a little bit more about National Speakers Association and even some of the local chapters.
Yeah, I was told many, 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 many years ago that I needed to be a part of the National Speakers Association if I wanted to be serious about the speaking industry. And I started nationally. I went to a national convention. Then I joined our local chapter. But from there, I met a ton of people. A lot of ideas were exchanged. It was almost as if every year I couldn't wait to get to the conference. I would get filled up again and would last for a year and come back. But some of the topics and tools I acquired, I didn't even know I needed them. I'll give you one, for instance. And when the gentleman told me about it, I thought he was a diva or a divo, male version of a diva, divo. He told me that he did not like working before he worked and did not like working after he worked. So he would always get car service, a limousine. And I'm like, dude, a limo? Really? He said, one day you'll see. Then I'm thinking, I can't afford a limo. And I'm not going to charge the client for a limo because they'll think I'm a divo. Well, needless to say, I do it all the time now. And thanks to the National Speakers Association, they said some of those costs, they said, first of all, don't invoice for your miscellaneous, for your travel, no separate invoice. Put it all into the cost of you being there to speak. They'll never know they're paying for a limo. They'll never know they're paying for this. You put that into your fee. Don't invoice them afterwards for travel expenses and other expenses. If you charge X amount of bananas, then add another banana that's going to take care of your travel and other expenses. And I learned that from the National Speakers Association, as well as many more. It's unbelievable, but just being around people and being in mastermind groups, it's so rewarding.
Absolutely. And I think there those little nuggets that you pick up along the way, because in National Speakers Association, there are so many people who have gone before us. They've paved the way. They've done it. They've done a lot of the hard work. So for me, it's been, you know, such a tool and such a blessing to have all these people I can ask a question of, because I'm not the first one to have ever had that problem or thought of that thing or wanted to run this past someone. So to have this network of people that I can reach out to, it's amazing. And I think that's why, you know, my business took off so quickly, relatively quickly, is because I had these resources and I don't shy away from utilizing them. So that's a really good one.
We become family because we get it. There's so many people who know what it takes to be a professional speaker.
Yeah.
They just think you just show up and start throwing up. No, so much goes into it. And I feel as though I have my biological family, and I have my professional family of speakers.
Yeah, I think it's important. The other side of that I find super valuable is, you know, it's a solo business. Typically, you're flying somewhere alone, you're in a hotel alone, you're on a stage alone, you leave. And while we have wonderful clients that we get to work with, we really are a solo business a lot of times, maybe with a VA or something. But I think when we come back and we are back with our NSA family, and for us, our Philadelphia chapter specifically, it fuels us. And we're like, we're not alone in this. We do have a group of people who can help us. Those are our peers. We're not in this business alone. And I think that point alone is huge.
I like when you said we travel alone. I think about the person in sales who works for Johnson & Johnson or works for Pfizer. Yes, you're out on the road alone. But when you come back, you're in the office. You with your team, you're with your employer. When you travel, State Farm travels with you. When we travel, we travel.
Well, and that's a really good point because there are National Speaker Association chapters all over the country. And what's cool about that is now when I go visit a certain city, I'm going to speak in a certain city, I just call my people and I'm like, hey, let's have dinner, let's have lunch. And they show up for me every time. And so you do, you actually feel like even if you're in a place you've never been before, there are a group of people who have your back in that city. So I think that's huge. Let's get into, we talked a lot about other speakers at NSA. Are there any other programs you've done or that you might even host yourself, Dr. James, that can be really helpful for new speakers? So I'll share the two that I've participated in. Heroic Public Speaking in Lambertville, New Jersey. Tremendous experience for me. It's a master's degree level program. And when I say master's degree, I mean it is intense. However, it really, again, just skyrocketed my speaking career and helped me just go from the speaker I was to the speaker I am today. And again, met wonderful people through that program as well. So I couldn't recommend that enough. And then I recently just did Mark LeBlanc's Achievers Circle weekend, which was a real tremendous experience. Again, met him through NSA, got this opportunity through NSA to do this program. So I would recommend for people to start following Mark LeBlanc out of Minnesota, real, just a wonderful person in the NSA community. And so I've got to do those two programs, which I found very, very valuable. But I know you've got a program as well. So would love to give you a chance to share about that.
Absolutely. I do my Dr. James Smith Jr. Boot Camp. It's a two-day program where we highlight the skill and will aspects of professional speaking. And I call it a boot camp because I push you. I push you. I help you get out of your own way. I am a, I would say, physical storyteller. And I've been able to cultivate that approach after attending Doug Stevenson's Story Theater workshop in Denver, Colorado. Gosh, I'm going to say maybe 06, 07, something like that. And super, super, super rewarding. And it helped me lose sight of wanting to look good when you're speaking, because speaking isn't a beauty contest, beauty pageant. It's you totally going in, being vulnerable, being authentic, and living what you give. But you have to have the confidence to do that. And Doug was a former, I think, theater director, movies. And he uses that same approach to get you, to get people to see what you're saying. So that, awesome. That would be number one for me. And of course, my plug, my boot camp.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're talking about resources today. We are literally sitting here with a resource in Dr. James. So you utilize that for sure. The other kind of category I thought about were books and podcasts. So I've got a couple and then would love to hear from you. So a couple of podcasts. And again, free podcasts. If you're new and you're like, oh, I don't want to spend money at it. Okay. So in full transparency, my internet went out. And we lost each other. So we are back. I was mid-sentence there. But I actually think this is a good point, Dr. James, because when you are a speaker, the show must go on. I had a time I broke my finger immediately before I had to lead a training. I had that big emergency alert go off in the middle of a session, despite us saying, please, everyone ahead of time, turn your phones off. Half the room still had their phones go off. So I think this is a good lesson. And one of the resources, and maybe you found a few, but it's like, how can we be prepared? Because as speakers, the show must go on.
For me, I always consider this quote, and that is, when things go wrong, don't go with them. Life is going to life. Technology is not always going to work. You're going to forget something when you're speaking. We're just having human moments, and don't take it personally. When I played football in college, our coach would always say, we have to have short memories about the play before if it didn't go well. Don't wallow. I can't believe I dropped the pass. I fumbled the football. I let the guy catch a touch. No. It happened. Get back in the game. Get back in. And that's what you just did. And that's what I do my best to do when one of those things goes wrong.
Yeah, I think one of the things I also really learned from you is that we are professional speakers. I remember some of the early meetings I first went to, and I thought, oh, he really intentionally uses that word. And then I started using that word. And you lean into that because we are professionals. We know what to do. The show must go on. We have a backup plan. And I think that that's really important, again, to remember, like, this is a profession and we are professionals. And the resources we're talking about today can give you that training, that experience, that insight into what does it mean to be a professional speaker. So thank you for that, because every time I actually say I'm a professional speaker, I think of you, Dr. James.
Thank you, Sarah. Right during the midst of the pandemic, I said, I'm no longer teaching presentation skills in person because of the obvious reasons. I'll start teaching virtual presentation skills, never having done it. I got my first contract, 30 people on the Brady Bunch screen. I'm doing well. I'm toggling back and forth between, I call the Zoom room, where the Brady Bunch faces are, and then the Focus on Me room, so the speaker room. I put a video on. It was time to show the video. The video comes on and no sound, no sound. I didn't hit enable content. And I'm teaching people how to. And I said, I am not going to lie right now. I forgot to hit the enable content button. Don't you do that.
But we're real. And I think that that's one of the things I've also learned is when we're real, when we're approachable, the one of the most wonderful compliments I get when I get off the stage is, I feel like you know me. I feel like we could be friends. I feel like I can relate to you. For me, that's everything. So, all right. Well, I know we've got a couple minutes left. So want to leave with a couple of podcasts and book recommendations. So I've got some podcasts, and then I would love to hear if there's any you've got. Speakernomics, again, that's one that comes from National Speakers Association. That is a great one. It's also a wonderful way. They feature a lot of the different speakers who are in NSA and active members of NSA. So it's a great way to kind of get to know people that way. And I have found over the years that people are so open and willing. So sometimes I'll even listen to a podcast and then reach out to that speaker, and they're thrilled to have a conversation with you. So that's one for me. Speaker Lab is another one. I haven't done their program, but I have really enjoyed their podcast quite a bit. And then the Wealthy Speaker podcast. And I know Jane Atkinson, we just did a Read and Succeed featuring that book a couple weeks ago, which was fantastic for our chapter. But that's another a resource that I've really found. So any podcasts for you, Dr. James?
I agree with you on Speakernomics.
Yeah.
I really do. And one I'm going to start listening to, Jeff Gibbards. Jeff is a phenomenal, phenomenal person who speaks, and his brain, it's whoo, he's probably got 1800 on the SAT scores when he was 6 years old. So he talks a lot about sharing ideas. And great, other great topics. I look forward to not only listening to his, but we're going to want to go in a lab together and think about coming up with one together. So partnering. I'm
Awesome.
looking forward to that. From a
Great.
book standpoint, Sarah, there are so many books out there on speaking. So I'm not going to give you a book on speaking. I'm going to give you a book on life. It's Andy Andrews' book, The Noticer. Every executive speaking client I have, or coach client that I have, coaching opportunity, we start out by reading that book. The book is, in fact, what it talks about, the noticer, you being able to notice everything. And we walk and move through this world so quickly, we miss a lot of stuff. The world gives us lessons, the world gives us nuggets. And the noticer talks about it's autobiographical, but it's an account of a guy's journey through the world being coached by this sage who lived under the bridge. And it's a real story. The noticer, Andy Andrews, check it out. It will help you be a better speaker because it'll help you be a better person. You will see the world through new eyes.
Oh, I am adding that to my Amazon cart right now. That is fantastic. I'll give you a couple of speaker ones then for me to wrap us up. Lois Kramer has the one, Book More Business. I think that's a fantastic, it's actually a kind of a quick read, but packed. Like, you know, sometimes you think, oh, when am I going to get to this book? It's so long. This is a quick one. And it's just packed with knowledge. So that's a really good one. Michael Port, again, from Heroic Public Speaking, and Andrew Davis wrote a book called Referable Speaker. That one really changed my perspective on the concept of those stage side leads. And if you are a good enough speaker to get the next speech, that's really how you should be spending your time, is perfecting that craft, becoming a good speaker, because then the next speaking engagement can come. So I thought that was a really good one. And Grant Baldwin from the Speaker Lab, The Successful Speaker. So those are a few that really were helpful to me, especially as I was getting started. So great. Dr. James, time to wrap up, but any final resources you want to share?
Well, I want to share a human resource that's happening on April 20th when we're having our Play Day Summit. Hey, hey, Play Day, a full day of playing. And what I was taught is learning is directly proportional to the amount of fun you have. So on April 20th in Philadelphia, that would be a huge resource for everyone. And I would say consider getting in contact with three or four people who don't speak on what you speak on, but they're speakers. And start your own mastermind group. I'm a part of one, and it helped take my speaking career to a whole new level because I'm with four phenomenal, phenomenal people. You may have heard of them: Christine Cashin, James Robiloto, Tammy Evans, and Joe Moll.
And I mean, we're talking about the all-stars here. That's amazing. Yeah. And you get to be friends with these people. I think that's the coolest byproduct of this whole industry and business is, yeah, we get to have an amazing business, an amazing career. We get to help people, but the friendships we have made, I mean, you get the chills. You're in the rooms with some pretty remarkable people.
I'm in the room right now with someone pretty remarkable. Okay.
Well, on that note, thanks so much for everybody for tuning in. Again, we have this event coming up in Philadelphia. And also, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us, taking valuable time out of your day. And we hope that these resources were very, very helpful for you. Dr. James, really looking forward to seeing you at our next meeting and also at the Play Day Summit. It's going to be a great time.
I'm there. Sarah, thank you so much for inviting me to come play with you today.
Ideas in Play is brought to you by the Play Day Summit. To see if the Play Day Summit is coming up near you and to get tickets, go to playdaysummit.com.